This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of the top leaders right here in the South Florida community. Well, as you know, audience, this is the fourth Saturday of the month where I will have on my good friend Tasha B. And she is the host of Ladies Talk Cyber, featuring topics on innovation and solutions for business and everyday life.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm happy to have you on our show.
I'm happy to be here.
I find today's topic so interesting on how we leverage technology with common day-to-day travel and experiences. Thank you, Lahoma, for joining Ladies Talk Cyber. Please introduce yourself.
Okay. There She Goes Global is my pseudonym. My very real name is Lahoma Scarlett, and that is my real name. I know is that a real name? It's a real name. And There She Goes Global, as I mentioned, is my pseudonym. It's what I use for my content creation. I'm also a freelance journalist. So I travel locally, nationally, and internationally to bring stories about people and places to my readers and viewers.
That's absolutely amazing. I bet that's a fun initiative to go see the world, travel, meet different people. Sounds like military days for me, but at least you get to do it for fun and as an adult.
It is. And you know what? Sometimes I marvel when I'm on a plane and I'm looking out the window and I'm looking at the clouds.
Wow.
And I say to myself, wow, my words, literally my words get to take me around the world. So that's not lost to me.
Wow.
And so what made you start There She Goes Global?
Oh, wow. This is a true story. It came out of a couple of emotions, anger, maybe a little bit of guilt, frustration with where I was in my professional life. I worked in local politics. So I did a lot of behind the scenes work, and working in politics is a thankless job.
Yeah.
I was a ghostwriter.
Okay.
So a lot of the things that people read or speeches, I wrote them.
Oh, that's so cool.
But, you know, as a ghostwriter, you don't get
recognition. Okay.
So because of that frustration, I began to think to myself, you know what? I need to create something on my own.
Yes.
And one of my great girlfriends would always tell me, you need to do something on your own. And like many people, I was like, I don't know what, and I don't have this, and I don't have that. And she said, just do it and go, and you'll figure it out along the way.
That is true. Yeah.
And for myself, you know, you have these ideas of perfection. I didn't have a website. You know, you're like, oh, I don't have business cards. What am I even going to call my company? And I can honestly say, because of her push, I actually started my company on December 31st, 2019.
So right before COVID.
Right before COVID. And she said this year, which was 2019, you're going to start your own, open your own company, and I'm going to help you.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's a great role model and influencer in your life that helped give you that reinforcement to move forward.
Yeah. Really, she's an amazing, great girlfriend. And I always say, you don't need a lot of friends, a large circle. You just need the right friends.
I definitely agree with that. Tell you some personal stories along.
Yeah.
But that's super awesome. That's really cool. So what did you do? Have you always liked traveling? Is that what made you? Okay.
Yes. You know, when you think back, you're like, I've been on a plane since I was 6 months old, when my mother took me to Jamaica. My parents are from Jamaica, to visit her side of the family. So I've been traveling literally all my life.
So it was always your passion. You always loved it and enjoyed it. And that's what. Okay.
I always did, but I didn't know I did.
Got it.
You go on vacation and you're doing a trip and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have the memories, but I didn't realize how much I loved it until maybe I started focusing on it more in a professional sense.
Right.
And then I was able to think back to other instances, and it's like it's all connected somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful. When you travel, when you go to these different countries, is it within US and
yes.
In other countries.
Yes.
Okay. And so what do you do when you're there? Like, do you have a recording? Do you have,
Well, I use my Apple phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go.
I use it for, it's my library. It's my note taker, my voice recording. I also do my photography with it.
Wow.
And I record my videos on there, which after I have all of my videos, I use WhatsApp, and then I send it to my editors. And then they chop it up and make the final product.
Right,
so.
Right.
That's my device that I'm using.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so how do you manage as far as like broadcasting out to other people? Because I know you do have like a PR background.
Yes.
As well, you're very, very well versed, very well talented woman from Jamaica. My accent kind of sucks probably, but I love the accent. But so how do you target, like, how do you give back to other people? Like, just allowing us to be able to live through your eyes and that journey for some of us that can't exactly travel all the time.
Yes.
You get to see the world through your view, through your lens.
Oh, that's a great question. And I do believe travel is a great form of education.
Yes,
but I
is.
Do recognize that everyone is not able to
mm-hmm.
travel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that everyone can do. So with that, I always, within my stories, I really want the person who's either reading an article or watching an episode on my YouTube channel, There She Goes Global, shameless plug.
Nice, nice.
To really feel a sense of where they are. And I always try to go beyond, you know, just the tourist spots.
Yes.
I really, if there's an opportunity to speak to people who live in that location, I really like to get their perspective.
Oh.
And that way you can get more of, you know, just to go here for a photo op or to go here to have dinner or breakfast or lunch, which is great, you know, but I try to bring up something different
really
with my
cool.
pieces.
Yeah. So like getting a reality of
what it's like to live in that community.
Yes.
Like the truth of, you know, okay, the lifestyle and everything. And then do you target certain countries and certain areas? Is there a demand? Like, do you get requests saying, oh, I always wanted to go to Egypt and, you know, and to a certain iconic place. And then is that how you travel over there? And is that how it happens?
Can I tell you? And this really happened organically. And I tell you, when things are aligned, they're just aligned. When I started my company, I had no idea I would be where I am today. Absolutely no idea. When I tell you, I didn't have a website. I didn't have business cards.
Right.
How it went into motion is I knew an editor from a newspaper, and we had traveled together on a delegation trip to Haiti. And the organizers, they didn't have enough rooms for everyone who they invited on the trip. I already knew the editor, so I told her she could stay with me.
Oh,
so okay. We were together for like 2 days, and I had already knew her. But then, you know, you're staying with someone,
so you get to know them better.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we were talking, and, you know, I was just saying, you know, I need to like do something for myself. I can't remember exactly how the conversation went, but she was like, you know, like write a story. Mm. And then sometime after, I took a trip to Curacao with my honey, and we fell in love with the island and the country. I wrote a story. The editor, she ran it. I had no expectations from that one article that opened so many opportunities for me, because from that one article, I was able to pitch to different destinations, because now here I have credible a source of credibility.
Like, of course, you've been there, you know,
right?
Yes.
And here's this article, and people really loved the article. The article got a lot of traction. And from there, I pitched that to a different destination. They said yes. And then from there, it just continued to grow. And now I'm very fortunate to say that I get pitched to now. Instead of initially, I was pitching to places. Mm-hmm. Now my inbox overflows with opportunity.
That's amazing. So these requests come in from just random people and say, hey.
Destinations, hotels, restaurants. You know, I do travel, but then I also do travel and lifestyle. And lifestyle can mean food, arts and culture, fashion. So,
wow. Very, very diverse. And it's very much a different business model than what I'm, you know, accustomed to, at least, but it's amazing. And to think about what you're doing. So you're providing feedback on the country, the experiences, and you're really like a travel expert going
Thank
to these
you.
Different countries.
Thank you.
And sharing the authentic experiences of what somebody that goes to that country can do. Do you get asked to be like a travel companion or like a travel guide ever? You know, I'm just curious.
Knock on wood, not yet. That's the goal.
I was thinking about that because they get paid a lot of money too. Because I was trying to go to Japan, and I looked at it and I was like, I'm just paying for my own tickets and my kids. So
that is the goal. And I have to say, initially my focus was on writing, but speaking of technology, I began to like look, because once you move into an area and an industry, then you start surrounding yourself with people in that industry.
Yeah.
I started going on press trips, you know, for different destinations or hotels. And then video was like the big tool. You have
Absolutely.
People who are strictly content creators who are also on those press trips.
Mm-hmm.
Me, myself, I was writing as a journalist, but then you had the content creator. They were just there to capture content. And so a light bulb went off and I said, wait a minute. I can write, but then I can also create a companion piece for people who may not want to read a long form article. I can do a couple of minutes, you know, video giving you an overview.
Oh.
So that's really where my YouTube channel came about, as a result of here's the written form and here's the digital form.
That's cool. No, and it's a very good
Two
point.
Forms everybody, of storytelling.
Yeah. Yeah. And now everything's technology integrated, right? So people are wanting to view more of, you know, those experiences.
Yes.
I know I was going to Colombia, for example, and we looked up videos to see what, you know, right. what areas to go to, mm-hmm. you know, what's good for, you know, US citizens and stuff like that. So that's great. So you know, this question is coming. Of all the countries that you visited, mm-hmm. what are your favorites?
Wow. You know, I always say the next one.
Yeah. No. Hey, that's true, because you don't know until you know.
Yeah. But I can tell you a recent one where I absolutely fell in love was Portugal.
I've heard about Portugal. Yeah. My aunt, actually, she's been telling me, Tosh, get ready so we can retire in Portugal. Yeah. She said the cost of living, the friendliness of people, she said it was amazing.
Yeah, amazing. The people, as your aunt said, the culture.
Yes.
The food. Mm. And it was so reminiscent of so many other places that I've been. Like, for instance, in Lisbon, they have their own version of the Christ the Redeemer statue. Oh, because it was based off of from Brazil.
Yeah,
I believe. I can't remember if it was some head of in government went to Brazil and saw it in person. He was like, you know what? Portugal needs to have their own.
That's cool.
They also have a bridge that it looks exactly like the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco.
Wow. I've been across that before. Yeah. Intimidating for somebody I can't swim.
Yeah. So it's a great place. In the past few years, it's really had an emergence with being on people's radar, because usually when you think of Europe, people may say Italy, France, England, Spain. You know, I've met a lot of people even recently who've just gone to Portugal, you know, as the first time.
We have to put that on the list.
Yes, I would recommend it. Yeah. You'd enjoy it.
That's great. And do you have to speak like Spanish?
Portuguese? No, they speak English fluently there.
Okay. Very cool. Excellent. So now going back to when you said you just started your journey, what made you transition from, say, the corporate environment? Not saying everybody quit your job, okay? Just what made you make that transition to do something and pursue your own dreams?
Well, with the writing, as a journalist, when you write a story, your name appears and that is called your byline. Hmm. So with that, I said, you know what? No one can ever take my byline away from me. It's in print. It's forever.
Now it's in bold.
Yes. Because
you have your own.
Yes.
That's
and
awesome.
Those are my words, there literally. I didn't ghostwrite that. Right. Those are my words. So that was where I went with the writing, you know, with the travel writing.
Hmm. Very nice. So do you have any associations with, and if it hasn't come yet, but any association with certain magazines or anything? Because I can totally see you doing that.
Oh,
I can totally see you going and pursuing that and having those conversations about it and online with these resorts that are publishing their hotels and the resorts and everything?
Not yet. I've been doing very well regionally in the South Florida market.
Okay.
And I've had work with some national online publications, but I'm always in a growing phase. So my ultimate goal is to expand my reach and to write for more and do content for more national and international organizations and media companies. I have a vision board, which actually I made it an art piece. Mm. So, and I have it on my wall. And here's a great story. When I did my vision board, which I framed, can I tell you some of those things actually happened?
I believe that. I'm a personal witness to that. Since I was younger, did the same thing. And it's something about putting it in writing and seeing it. When I wake up, if you walked into my room, you wake up every day, I see that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, check, 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 check. And it feels so rewarding. Mm-hmm. And like you have a purpose.
I will say that it is a struggle because I work for myself, but then I also work for a company. So it is, especially with this line of work, because it's travel.
Right.
So it's a balance with trying to balance. Okay. Do I submit for time off?
Mm.
You know, because honestly, if I accepted every position, I'd be gone. Every offer, I'd be gone all the time. And then, you know, we could be like, okay, you're never here. Mm-hmm. So it is a balance. And I would suggest for people who are on their own, just kind of go at your own comfort level. Like, don't feel, oh, I need to go full throttle to pursue it. Maybe that may not be the best time right now. And that's okay.
Right.
You know, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as they say, don't quit your day job, or maybe have a couple of months of salaries stocked away. I know a lot of times there have been stories of people just going cold turkey and flying across the state or across the world to try, you know, to be an influencer, content creator. And I'm not saying to not do that. I'm just saying to give it a lot of thought if you do.
Okay.
Because it's a hard industry.
It is. Okay.
It is a hard industry. And ultimately, people are pursuing work with brands to be their representatives, to be their ambassador. So there's a lot of competition there.
Right. Okay.
There's a lot.
Okay. It's really good insight. And I think as a woman, for example, in this industry, and I think you brought up a great point, you may not be able to quit your daytime job, but you're actually working towards
a goal, and it's in stages. You're, you know, baby steps, as they say, right? So at least you're making progress on that aspect. And so we're not just uprooting everything and potentially lose our foundation, right? So I'm glad you clarified that, because I definitely don't want people quitting their jobs and, you know, giving everything up. So how often would you say you travel?
To use last year as a guide, it was between 6 to 8 trips. And how I try to schedule it now is I really take advantage of public holidays.
Yeah,
so if you're working for someone and you're in a field where you need to be away to capture content or anything like that, really take advantage of those holidays if you can work it, and those long weekends.
Okay.
Because my thought is, if I'm going to Europe, of course, that's going to be X amount of days, you know, so you would request a week off, 7 days off. You know, you're traveling across the country, across the world, excuse me. So absolutely, you need a couple of days, because you count your travel days. Those don't count in my book.
Yeah.
But if it's somewhere domestic, you may have an opportunity to do like a Friday to Sunday. Mm-hmm. And if a Monday is a holiday, you know, or a Friday or a Thursday, you know, kind of take advantage of that time if you can.
Okay. And then what is one of the oddest requests that you've received?
That's a good question. I do not feel I have gotten anything odd as of yet.
Okay.
Yeah. As of yet.
I had to say it, right?
Perhaps when There She Goes Global gets larger, maybe they might come in.
Right.
They might come in.
Yeah,
right?
I know destinations that you're like, I'm a little iffy on, or, you know.
No.
Okay. That's good. All right. And do you travel normally alone, or you travel with partners?
Good question. Some destinations will allow me to bring a plus one, but then people's schedules aren't as flexible as mine.
Right.
So I do individual press trips, and then I do group press trips.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. And so how do you acclimate when you get there? Like, how do you get introduced to the new world?
Mm-hmm. Usually, when I'm traveling with a tourism board or a hotel, I can say that they'll have the itinerary scheduled for me.
Okay.
So that
you're clear
really
on what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's very good. But you have some world miles.
Yeah.
Get some points on these airlines, right?
You know what? I'm trying to figure that out. You know, every airline is different.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times living in South Florida, it can depend on the destination as to which airline, you know, that you can, that you use, because some airlines is not a direct flight. So I'm still trying to work out which is the best airline to, for points.
Right.
You know, you have people who say American or Delta, but for me, it really varies, like, with what's the flight availability
of course,
for
yeah.
me.
And now there's not as many nonstop flights as there used to be.
Yeah.
So it's always a jump, skip, hop somewhere else. And then you have to get on another flight.
Yeah.
So it delays the duration.
Yeah. And I am a direct flight.
Same. I'm like, I do not want to do all that.
No, I do not. Do not.
Yeah. So as a woman in business and in your career, I always like to take kind of like a tip or best practices or recommendation from your wisdom. What would you suggest for those out there that are looking to pursue their dreams or goals and to really assess, like, to find themselves? Maybe they're like where you were and trying to figure out, okay, what's for me? I don't like where I'm at today. I really want to do something different. What would you say was a suggestion?
I would say to create a circle of people they trust.
Yes, right on. And that is key. As I always say, you guys, personal and business life, you must have a trusted circle, good circle of influence.
Because a lot of, and I'm a big person who believes in energy.
Yes.
I think sometimes you can say something to the wrong person, and then for whatever reason that they just add their negativity to it.
Yep.
And then they're sabotaging it in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's key. And I think in myself, I'm working on this for myself to say it out loud and manifest it.
There you go. I do. Yes. Yeah.
Say it out loud and manifest it. And as you mentioned, like, I write it down now. I put pen to paper with places I want to go and things I'm aspiring for. It's something about putting it, I mean, old school,
makes it
taking
real.
A piece of paper and a pen and like writing it down. And I'm not talking about notes on your phone. I mean, put that pen in your hand and write it down.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm a spiritual person. I put it in my Bible.
Yes.
And I go back and I look at it.
I love that. Yes, that is so true. And I'm there with you on that. That's beautiful.
Going back to what you initially asked, I would definitely say for anyone who's looking to start their business, just start it.
Just do it.
Just do it. And then really and truly, as time goes by, it'll grow and you'll make tweaks and changes. And it's okay. It is okay. And I think a lot of times people, sometimes they'll look to see, oh, it doesn't look like this and it doesn't look like that. Just focus on you. Kind of have tunnel vision with yourself. Like,
get rid of the noise.
Yeah. Envision it. Yeah. Envision it.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. How do people get a hold of you? How would you suggest if somebody has a destination, or if, you know, any of these listeners out here, hotels, business owners, and you want, you know, something written up in a certain country?
Oh, absolutely. I have a website, thereshegoesglobal.com. My YouTube channel is There She Goes Global. My Instagram is There She Goes Global. My Facebook is There She Goes Global. There She Goes Global is my name.
I think it's a great brand, by the way.
I have a quick story.
Okay, great.
With how the name came about. Initially, because I traveled so much, even before I began travel writing and content creation, I traveled a lot before. Mm-hmm. People would always say, there she goes. Where are you going next? So when I was with my girlfriend and I was thinking of a name, because we also bought the domain for my website,
okay.
Mm-hmm. I put in technology, there she goes. It was already taken. And then I was with her and I don't know how it came about. I was like, gosh, I wanted that name. There she goes. But, you know, someone has the domain name. And then I was like, travel.
Global.
And I go all around the world.
Yes.
There she goes global.
That's perfect.
And then we looked it up and no one had that domain name. And I was like, that's my name.
It was for you.
There she goes.
It was global. For you. That's beautiful. Yeah. That's cool. I know when I heard it, I was like, oh, that's so cool. I love it. There she goes global. I could just picture a lady just flying and going to places. It was really, really awesome. So I really thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You know, as you know, Ladies Talk Cyber, we're just trying to highlight through the voice of women in business and leveraging technology and just kind of life lessons and really just a full circle, full iteration. So I just thought about it. One last question.
Yes.
The circle. Mm-hmm. For those that may be kind of isolated, mm-hmm. and maybe just kind of work all the time, how would you suggest building that circle?
Mm-hmm. Good question. I think a couple of ways. I have to say that from work, I have gained from different places I've worked.
Mm-hmm.
I can honestly say from each place, I have gained like a very good friend from there.
That's great.
So I think there are good people in people's workplaces if you're open to that. Right. Some people don't like to mix work and friendship. But mm-hmm. when you think about it, you're spending a lot of time at work.
Yeah, sometimes more time than you have at home.
Yeah. And beyond what you all are working on, you may find people there who are like-minded with you, with the same dreams and aspirations.
Well, look at us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't sleep on your workplace with having relationships outside of work. It could be very enlightening, and try to form those types of relationships.
Yeah. And you know what, if I can just add on to that, and then you never know what commonalities you have with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes it even better, because, you know, it just kind of even reinforces the fact that we are one team, one family. We're in this together.
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you so much again. And there she goes, global.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This has been fun.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David and Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David and Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.